You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Today is 1/27/22. Well, AI is taking over the world. Whether you're driving a car, whether you're making a phone call to a big company, or perhaps even your financial advisor is using it. And you're going to want to hear about this because it's really affecting the whole investment landscape, the entire investment industry. Pretty soon, maybe the algorithms will be running things. Well, let's find out from Matt Reiner. And the website is getbenjamin.com. Matt, it's great to have you on the show. So what does Benjamin do and why should we care?
Yeah, thanks, Carrie, for having me. Excited to be here. So Benjamin is a technology solution within the wealth management industry that's helping financial advisory firms elevate their client experience. And they're doing so by eliminating the menial mundane tasks. So what Benjamin does behind the scenes for financial advisors and wealth managers across the country is he integrates all of their technologies and their processes to execute on menial mundane tasks that are just consuming the day-to-day of any operations person, any advisor, any administrative individual inside of a financial advisory firm. And what it means for the end client is that it keeps these individuals from being able to have face-to-face or Zoom conversations with their clients. And so what we're trying to do is focus on implementing and integrating this technology into more wealth management firms to enable and scale financial advisors and their teams to be able to have more human-to-human interactions with their clients. And so for the end client, it should elevate their experience, let them have more on-demand communication and interaction with their advisor, and then also allow them to have more FaceTime with them to help think through some of those strategic initiatives that they may have for their financial planning going forward. So that's what we're focused on here at Benjamin, and we're leveraging a lot of the advanced technologies that are available to the world today.
All right. So give an example. Can it actually call somebody up?
Not yet.
And sell them a product? How's this work?
Yeah, so not yet. We're not able to call and have a full-on conversation. And we may not even want to get there, to be honest, because we know that this business is such a relationship business that the human is there. So it's more about empowering and enabling the teams to do more of that type. But we focus on three different verticals of the business: anything around meetings, onboarding, and then servicing. So the simplest thing is, you know, every year an advisor has to meet with their client, or twice a year, or three times a year. Right now, that is a task done by a human in the office. Even if you're using like a scheduling link like Calendly or something of that nature, someone in the office has to send that out to the client, make sure they get it done. Benjamin takes that small menial task off of the plate. When it comes to onboarding, helping to ensure that the clients receive their DocuSigns, get their DocuSigns completed, helping the advisor with meeting preparation so that the advisor is more versed and prepared heading into the conversation for that meeting so that they can have a conversation with their clients about things that matter, and they can spend time thinking about the fulfillment aspects of the relationship as opposed to the financial aspects. So those are some of the simple behind the scenes, and also some of the things that the client's interacting with. Will we ever get to that where Benjamin's calling? Maybe not, but you will be able to text Benjamin, ask him questions, and all of those types of situations to get more real-time access to your advisor and your accounts as well.
All right. So is this kind of like Alexa for financial advisors? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, you can call it Alexa, right? We actually have an integration with Alexa. We haven't launched it live to where you can just say, hey, Alexa, tell Benjamin to do X. That is where we're going. That is where this industry is headed. And I think that we want to be on the forefront of that. Right now, what we're solving for internally inside the industry, you know, so for a lot of your listeners that are clients of financial advisor wealth managers, they don't see necessarily the behind the scenes. They just see the interaction they have with their advisor. There is a lot of of antiquated systems, both technological systems and processes that aren't streamlined and elevated enough to scale teams. So it costs a lot of human capital to get some of the simplest things done. And so our focus is to flip that script within the industry. And if we can flip that script, we believe, then that's going to empower advisory firms to provide more services and more time and attention to more clients. And so, you know, can you call it an Alexa of financial advisors? Maybe, but I like to call it the connective tissue or the operating system. So the better example is that we want to be the iOS for in a financial advisory firm, right? You have your iPhone, iOS is your operating system, and then you have all the apps on top of it. And the iOS operating system is helping to make sure that all the data and the connectivity between those apps and the systems are working and talking together so that you can have a fluid and simple experience. That's what we're trying to do inside the advisory firm for both the experience for the client and also the experience of the employees inside the firm as well.
All right. So obviously, anything that helps an advisor better service their clients is going to work to the client's benefit in the end. And so a lot of people using this application now, Matt?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Silver One Resources is an exploration and development company backed by strategic investors Eric Sprott and SSR Mining. At Silver One's Candelaria Mine project in Nevada, there is already a historic resource estimated at 127 million ounces of silver, which Silver One is developing and advancing. The company's Phoenix Silver Project, located within the Arizona Silver Belt, is an early stage exploration project on which native silver vein fragments have been discovered near surface. One grab sample assay an astounding 14,688 ounces per ton. Yes, that's right, ounces, not grams. Silver One has tremendous exploration potential, is extremely leveraged to the price of silver, and is cashed up and poised to increase shareholder value. Silver One trades in New York under the ticker SLVRF and in Toronto under the ticker SVE. To learn more, go to silverone.com. That's silverone.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Yeah, so we're serving almost nearly 25,000 households right now across the firms that we're serving, and we're continuing to grow that every single week right now. So we launched this to the public at the beginning of last year, after kind of taking the 2020 period to build out based on learnings from our early days, and we're already pushing out there and serving a lot of families and a lot of RAs, and so it is impacting the world, and we're just starting to scratch the surface of becoming known inside the industry. And and what I believe is that where our growth is going to continue to come from is the clients continuing to demand more service offerings, more proactive servicing, and more digital engagement mediums within their relationship with their wealth management firm. And that is what we're helping firms do and provide and get on the forefront with. And clients are appreciating it and applauding their firms for doing it. And so we see that the growth is going to come from the demand of the clients pushing advisory firms to make these changes.
All right. This is kind of fascinating here. I mean, we see this permeating all aspects of life, of business, and really anything that makes you individually more productive is going to be a benefit in the end.
Well, I think that, you know, you're starting to see it just in your everyday life. You know, the simple examples of, take AI, for example. You know, you're not just being served up ads of things that you don't want online when you're on social media or you're on Google or where on any website. You're getting served up ads of things that are relevant to you. Now, as annoying as it is, it's at least more personalized and delivered to what you want, as opposed to trying to sell you something that means nothing to you. And you're also seeing it with a lot of your service providers as well, with the text messaging capabilities, the ability to interact, the ability to get information via text messaging. That is just scratching the surface. AI has been around for a long time. We're using two aspects of AI right now called robotic process automation and natural language processing. And as more data comes, there's going to be more progression towards that. Now, the challenge that is always there, it is exciting. We have to be really understanding of what we are doing and be careful not to go over the edge with it. Because if you go over the edge, it can become if you're not careful and professional and understanding of what you're doing, it could push the limits and take steps back. But if it's used the right way, it can better the lives of individuals and clients and firms across the board. And so that's something that we are very focused on, is making sure that we push the envelope the right way, as opposed to too much over the edge.
Well, that's what we'd like to hear. Hey, tell us about the book that you wrote.
Yeah, Dr. Cole Cash Will See You Now is the first volume of a 4-part series. It's a business fable. So if you've ever read Patrick Lencioni's 5 Dysfunctions of a Team or any of his books, those are business fables, or Who Moved My Cheese is another one. This is a business fable for the wealth management industry. And it is focused, yes, on financial advisors, but it's also really good, I think, for end clients to read and learn about, because it talks about some of the challenges this industry is going through and how they are overcoming these challenges to meet their needs of their clients. And so Dr. Cole Cash is a good old Southern boy. I'm from the South, Atlanta, but I made Cole Cash from Charleston, South Carolina. He is just a guy that knows how to handle people and talk with people. And so as a psychologist in the book, we talk through stories of advisors coming in, having challenges within their firms, whether it's with how to handle the millennial generation, or are robo advisors and technology platforms going to put them out of business, and how do they keep pushing forward? Dr. Cash helps these advisors walk through that, and it's all about helping them see their value, their true value to the clients. And that's something that I don't think, and that's the underlying thesis of this first volume, is that the financial advisor, the human financial advisor, is never going away. And I am a firm believer of that. And the reason is because money is driven by emotions, and people have too many emotional drivers and their upbringing as a foundation that drive them to be silly with their money. And that's what Dr. Cole Cash helps his clients see, is that you are valuable for the human interactions, and technology will never be able to replicate that, and double down on that aspect to help people overcome their behavioral psychology challenges to help them get to their financial future and their dreams. And technology can empower that and enable that and augment, but it can't replace that. And that's what we talk about in this book. And it's a really fun, lighthearted read. You can read it on an airplane. It's a short book because I don't want to take up too much time. And I brought in Cole Cash as the character because I didn't want it just to be a book from me. I wanted to make it fun and engaging. And it's a really fun, you'll laugh a few times, I think, across the book.
All right. Well, I can't wait to take a look at it. Hey, people want to find out more about you, connect with you on the web. What's the best way to do that?
Our website for Benjamin is getbenjamin.com. That's where you can learn more about our technology platform. You can follow me. I have a website, mattreiner.com. I'm putting out lots of video content, written content. I have a podcast as well called Bridging the Gap, where we talk about a lot of forward-thinking ideas within this industry. And then follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. I spend a ton of time talking about LinkedIn, on LinkedIn, talking about motivation, leadership, the industry as a whole. And so you can follow me there as well.
All right. Excellent. And any questions for Matt? Just shoot us an email, kl@carrylutz.com. Matt, good luck with Benjamin and good luck with the book. We wish you the best.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network. Now more than ever.